Trump out west. Baby sleeper recall. I'm Bart Necker. A fundraiser for President Trump's 2020 campaign was on tap last night in Beverly Hills after his visit earlier in the day to Calexico, California, to get a first-hand look at construction of a new segment of the border wall.
President said there's been a sharp uptick in illegal border crossings, and it's overwhelming the immigration system.
This is our new statement. The system is full. Can't take you anymore. Whether it's asylum, whether it's anything you want, it's illegal immigration, can't take you anymore.
And while he's not closing the border for now, the president said he may still follow through on the threat. I'm Dave Alpert.
A bipartisan group of at least 20 lawmakers trying to halt the deportation of some 1,000 Iraqi nationals. More from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
A recent federal court decision puts the Iraqi nationals at risk for deportation. In a letter to the Department of Homeland Security and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the members of Congress say the Iraqis, who include religious and ethnic minorities, would face what they term grave danger in Iraq. The letter urges the administration to use its authority to defer deporting the group and instead consider each case for humanitarian waivers. According to the lawmakers, the group includes many Christians who they say would face active persecution in Iraq. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
A warning from the Consumer Product Safety Commission to stop using a Fisher-Price baby sleeper.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission and Fisher-Price issued a warning about the rock-and-play sleeper, citing reports of 10 infant deaths since 2015. The commission says the infants who were 3 months or older rolled from their back to their stomach or side while unrestrained. The warning did not elaborate on what caused the infant's death. The latest death was reported last month.
I'm Bart Necker.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising. This ad is sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention! This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-716-0457. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-716-0457. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-716-0457. Again, 800-716-0457.
The Final Four is finally here. Jim Roop reports today are the semifinals for the championship of men's college basketball.
It's Auburn versus Virginia, game one of today's semifinals. Then Michigan State will take on Texas Tech in game two. A whole season. The March Madness Tournament.
It's a long journey.
Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo is the only one who has been here of all four teams and all coaches and won a championship. He says once you get a taste of that, it's hard to settle for anything else. The good part about achieving college basketball's highest honor is he can watch his team enjoy the journey.
You know, that's part of the enjoyment of when you do get successful and it does all come together. Man, you got something really special.
Today's victors play for the championship on Monday. Jim Roop, Minneapolis.
Wall Street closed out another solid week of gains on Friday as the stock market hit its longest winning streak in a year and a half. I'm Bart Necker.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/able. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/able. That's 4hims.com/able for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/able.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details. So far, it looks like a quiet ride on the interstates. The Beltway traveling on 95 in Maryland and Virginia and 395. All earlier work zones cleared away there, except keep in mind the HOV lanes of 395 closed from the Beltway headed towards the 14th Street Bridge. And also keep in mind that in the district today, there are some street closures in effect on now until noon because of the Cherry Blossom Kids Run. 5th Street will be closed northwest between F and H Street, and also G Street will be closed between 6th and 4th Street.
Sundays on WMAL, starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Purity Products. And at 6:30, Chris McKay returns. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Senior Solutions. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, the Underwriter's Corner at 11, Dr. Tom Rozelle live at noon, Right on Retirement at 1, the Del Walmsley Show at 2, Mortgage Radio at 3, and Real Estate Today at 7 on WMAL.
Think about your home for a minute. What would you change if you could? Here's an idea. Make a change to your home by making a change to your home loan. That's where NASA Federal Credit Union can help. Yeah, that NASA. With NASA Federal's cash out refi, you can get up to 95% of your home's current value to use any way you want. Think of it as using the increasing value of your home to actually increase the value of your home. Get started today. You don't have to work for NASA to qualify. Contact NASA Federal at 855-364-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/364. That's 855-364-NASA or nasafcu.com/364 to take advantage of the cash out refi. Refinance up to 95% of your home's value, get cash out, and pay zero private mortgage insurance, even on jumbo loans. The NASA Federal cash out refi. That's smart. NASA smart. NMLS number 486583, Equal Housing Lender, insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Offer valid on approval of credit for primary residences. Other restrictions apply. For more details, call 855-364-NASA.
I'm Melanie King, Manager of IT Projects and National Accounts for American Dairy Queen Corporation. We needed a website to satisfy our home office needs and provide our franchisees with a site for communication with the home office. It's difficult to find a company that works with both large and small businesses. Thankfully, we turned to AmericanEagle.com. After meeting with us, they determined our needs and the needs of our franchisees, each one a small business. We now have an incredibly effective communication tool we love. It's mobile-friendly and allows us to manage and communicate national promotions, menu info, and a lot more. It meets all of our business needs. Just remember, when you get the urge for a blizzard or a fantastic burger, stop by your local Dairy Queen. If you're looking for a results-driven web solution that meets your needs, whether you're a small, medium-sized business or an iconic brand like Dairy Queen, call AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 703-WEBSITE. That's 703-WEBSITE, and take your business to new heights.
Why are you checking your phone?
I'm so sorry. Let me just finish this up. There. I placed a trade for tomorrow morning. Boom.
Wow, I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, I've been taking classes at Online Trading Academy.
Really?
I was just feeling really stuck, you know, frustrated, trying to get ahead. But they taught me some really great skills, and I'm loving it. They've taught me all these new strategies designed to produce income and grow my retirement savings.
It's Online Trading Academy?
They're a world leader in teaching people how to become traders and investors.
You think I can learn this?
I mean, of course. I was just glad I signed up for their free class to see if Online Trading Academy was right for me. They show you all kinds of different strategies you can learn to make money trading and investing and to adapt to the market, whether it's going up or down.
How do I get started?
Online Trading Academy invites you to their next free class. If you call 877-304-TRADE right now and register, they'll send you a free online video course so you can start learning right away. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. Or otaclass.com. 877-304-TRADE. Or otaclass.com.
What's the best way to grow your money? While you're sleeping. It's called your investment income. Need good fiduciary advice? Go to GrahamCapitalWealth.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler, Jeff Wolf behind the console this morning, and there is plenty to cover today. Joe Biden in town. Speaking at the Washington Hilton yesterday, may have stepped deeper into it. President Trump at the border in Calexico, California yesterday, and pulling out all the stops and says that he's getting some support from the Mexican president, and we'll get into that this morning. Obviously, the Democratic presidential candidates out on the trail, very busy this week, and we'll have some of the comments that they have made on the trail for you. A very interesting federal appeals court ruling that is not making the Associated Press sixth right now morning summary, but it may be one of the biggest news stories for the president. What is it? Well, a federal appeals court on Friday tossed an obstacle in the way of the grand jury information and the special counsel's probe being released directly to the public. So, it's a decision from a divided three-judge panel. It's the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. And in the new ruling, the panel majority concluded that federal district court judges lack the authority to order the release of typically secret grand jury material, except in situations specially authorized in a federal court rule. So what they're saying is, we don't have the authority to overturn what's happened in the past, so we don't have the authority for grand jury information to be released to the public. So here's a federal appeals court in the way of the Democrats who keep trying to rewrite the rules. It's unbelievable. I mean, they lost the game. They're trying to rewrite the score, and now they're trying to rewrite the rules. D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals says, nope, we're not rewriting those rules. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. What is it? What part of no do you not understand? Guys, you lost. Lost in 2016. Lost on the Mueller bet. But anyway, plenty to cover. And first off, let's head down to Calexico, Mexico, because the president was there yesterday. And I'm not sure how many times you have to beat people over the head to make them understand that there is a crisis at the border. And as he says, we are being overwhelmed at the border.
We have a system that's full. It's just full. And I was telling some of the people before, if it's full, there's nothing you can do about it. We have some horrible court decisions that have been made over the years. It's very unfair, and that's the way it is. But the system is full. And when it's full, there's nothing you can do. You have to say, I'm sorry, we can't take you. We've been trying to take people. And I have to disagree with it. We've been trying to take people, and you can't do it. You can't do it. So we're going to look at that, and we're going to look at it very, very strongly. I'd like to thank Secretary Nielsen for being here.
And then he went on to thank a number of people. But President Trump yesterday, he had a group meeting and then went out to where a 2-mile section of wall had been recently constructed. And he continued while at the border yesterday.
I'll tell you, we're really making progress in letting people know that this is an absolute emergency. I see that some of our biggest opponents over the last 2 days have said, you know what, it really is an emergency. They can't believe what's happening.
And what's interesting is the president really got people up in arms when he threatened to close the border. And he did make comments that Mexico is cooperating with us. The president is trying to assist the United States now. So he's changed his tune a little bit on closing the Mexico border.
We're going to give them a 1-year warning. And if the drugs don't stop or largely stop, we're going to put tariffs on Mexico and products, in particular cars. The whole ball game is cars. It's the big ball game. With many countries, it's cars. And if that doesn't stop the drugs, we close the border.
And that was Trump speaking at the White House before he went down to the border in Mexico. And Mark Morgan, this is interesting. I saw this interview on Fox yesterday. Mark Morgan was the former head of Customs and Border Protection in the Obama administration. This is what he has to say, and this is the head of CBP in the Obama administration.
I'm saying, based on 30 years of public service, that the crisis we face right now along the southwest border is actually the worst we've ever experienced in our history.
Okay, so that's coming from the Obama administration, Customs and Border Protection.
Have you noticed that there aren't any Democrats down on the border these days? They're not doing any pressers down there. They're not doing any junkets down to the border to show us how great everything is down on the southern border. President has to go down there to demonstrate the crisis, but I don't see any Democrats down there saying how great things are. Beto was down there, but then again, he was going to get the bulldozers out so he could take down some of the wall. Wow. Makes a lot of sense now, doesn't it? It is quarter after six on WMAL, and we have a chance to check the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
So far, traffic moving well on the Beltway through Virginia and through Maryland and Prince George's and Montgomery County. On the Interloop at Central Avenue, keep in mind that there is a long-term work zone that has the ramp from the Interloop to eastbound Central Avenue closed down. Also, keep in mind the work zone on 295 northbound at the Suitland Parkway. The off-ramp is closed, and the ramp from outbound Pennsylvania Avenue to DC 295 southbound is closed for weekend road work. So far, things are looking good. Traveling on 66 from Centerville to the Beltway, and no delays so far on 95 from Woodbridge into Springfield. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got some clouds around this morning, but afternoon sunshine will be up to 68 this afternoon. Overnight down to 49. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high of 72. Clouds on Monday, high 79. Cloudy Tuesday, high 73. Partly cloudy on Wednesday with a high of 65. Spring is finally in the air. Outside right now in Washington, we are looking at 44 degrees, and we're heading up to 68 this afternoon. 617 now on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update, and we have got a program lined up for you today. We will be talking with Gordon Chang. He is an expert on all things Asia, and Gordon will be talking about the very latest developments in the Chinese negotiations on the trade talks and also what's going on with North Korea. Kind of quiet on the North Korean front. We'll check in with Gordon. Also coming up this morning, we will have a very interesting conversation on immigration and the medical community, in particular medical students. And I think you'll find this very interesting. We'll talk with Kevin Lin. He's got an organization called DoctorsWithoutJobs.org. And a very interesting conversation we'll have with him, and that is in this hour. Then coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we will be joined by John Gizzi. Of course, he is the White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. And we'll be talking with Cheryl Atkinson. We'll also talk in the 7 o'clock hour with K.T. McFarland. She is back. If you missed the program last week, she made her first radio appearance in 2 years here on the Saturday Morning Update. We'll talk with K.T. in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. Also, Tony Schaefer is on the way, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. We're going to talk with Tony about that intrusion down at Mar-a-Lago, also the situation on Joe Biden's relationship with Ukraine, his son Hunter's relationship with Ukraine, and some money that's involved in all of that. You'll find this very interesting. If you haven't heard this, you probably wouldn't have heard it because the only place it's circulating is sort of over at Fox News and in some of the circles that are traditionally covering stories like that that the mainstream media will not touch. Well, speaking of touching, Joe Biden. Wow. Stepping deeper into it. Okay, so Joe, let's take a quick look at Joe's day. He's over at the Washington Hilton, the electrical workers, having a conference at the Washington Hilton. And first off, he made the comments about, was he sorry, was he not sorry about these touching incidents that women have been coming forward. So here's what he had to say about that.
I'm sorry I didn't understand more. I'm not sorry for any of my intentions. I'm not sorry for anything that I have ever done. I've never been disrespectful intentionally to a man or a woman. That's not the reputation I had since I was in high school, for God's sake.
All right. You do remember he wanted to take Trump out behind the woodshed and beat him up, right? But, of course, he's never said anything disrespectful about the president. Obviously, he's never said anything disrespectful about the president. But back to reality, it's kind of funny, you know. Well, I'm sorry I didn't understand, but I'm not sorry that I was, pawing people that didn't want to be pawed over the years. I'm not sorry about that. I mean, you know, if they don't understand that it's just kind of the way I am. And I mean, I didn't understand, but why can't they understand? I guess it's okay to paw them, but whatever. So what's really ironic here is he's under fire from multiple women who have, you know, had an issue with this. So he gets introduced by the head of the electrical workers, and Joe Biden gives him a hug. And here's what Biden says in front of a predominantly all middle-aged male audience.
I just want you to know I had permission to hug Lonnie.
Are you kidding me? Did you really say that? Play that again, Jeff, because I can't believe he said that. I mean, with all this stuff going on, and he comes out and makes light of it?
I just want you to know I had permission to hug Lonnie.
Okay, so we know Biden's got the tendency to be a bonehead sometimes. I mean, we know that. Doubles down on it with a young boy, okay? So now he puts his arms on the, puts his hands on the shoulder of a young boy, and he quips this.
By the way, he gave me permission to touch him.
Do you really think this is all that funny, Joe? I mean, you know, well, Lucy Flores, who was the first woman that brought all of this out, she didn't think it was particularly funny. Here's her tweet yesterday. It's clear Joe Biden hasn't reflected at all on how his inappropriate and unsolicited touching made women feel uncomfortable. To make light of something as serious as consent degrades the conversation women everywhere are courageously trying to have. And that's a tweet from Lucy Flores. Now, this is the guy that the Democrats think is the salvation, right? The centrist Democrats, if he does get into the race. So what I find interesting is here's a shot that he took at President Trump about being locked in the past.
This country can't afford four more years of a president locked in the past and drudges. We've got to get moving.
Joe, you're locked in the past. You're still pawing people after you're not supposed to paw them anymore. How are you going to do a better job when the first personal appearance out of the box is you go hug two people on stage and make jokes? Okay. Now, why isn't he announced yet? Well, they asked him that when he came out of the Washington Hilton. And here's what he had to say about the delay in announcing his run for the presidency.
What's the holdup?
Yeah. What's the holdup? Putting everything together, man. Putting everything together.
Putting everything together, man. This is the hope of the Democrats, right? This is the salvation, the hope and salvation of the Democrats. Biden over the years, I think you know the reputation of Biden over the years. I mean, he has the tendency to say goofy things sometimes. And, you know, Uncle Joe, maybe, I keep thinking Uncle Joe from Petticoat Junction. I don't know. But Grandpa Joe, you know, whatever. Oldest white guy on the planet running for president, and that's the salvation of the Democratic Party, right? But he's apologizing for being an old white guy, so I guess maybe that'll give him cover. It's 6:24. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and we have got plenty to cover today.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring I get the same call from homeowners. Patrick, my old roof squeaked through one last winter, but it's done. I need to replace my roof now. A lot of homeowners ask me, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? I get it. Just because you know it's time for a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. So I started thinking, why don't you pay me half later and half never? Now through April 30th, we're cutting the price on all roofing materials by 50%. And the 50% you do pay, you can pay me later with 0% financing and no payments for 12 months. We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through April 30th, pay half later, half never.
Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If you've got an Amazon Echo, you've got a new way to listen to WMAL.
This is huge news!
Hear mornings on the Mar, Chris Plant, Rush Limbaugh, Larry O'Connor, Mark Levin, and more.
Listen to this.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once your device is enabled, just say, Alexa, play WMAL.
It's really that simple.
However you connect, getting breaking news and the inside story has never been easier.
Isn't that kind of fun?
Get all the details at WMAL.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
That wouldn't be a good Saturday morning update without a little bit of gossip, okay? Well, it's from the Associated Press, so it's not exact gossip. The Associated Press is reporting that TV anchor Lauren Sanchez, who is in a relationship with the Amazon CEO, Jeff Bezos, filed for divorce the day after Jeff Bezos' divorce was finalized. Whoa, timing is everything. Sanchez and talent agent Patrick Weitzel, her husband of 14 years, two kids, well, they both filed divorce papers yesterday. You may have seen in the news that the divorce of Bezos and his wife, Mackenzie Bezos, was finalized on Thursday. Coincidence, right? Of course, the billionaire pair announcing they were getting divorced back in January, and that was shortly before the National Enquirer reported on the Sanchez-Bezos relationship, the affair. Sanchez has been a news anchor and sports reporter and has also hosted Fox TV's So You Think You Can Dance. Yeah, there was a little dancing going on, but now her divorce is final. Jeff's divorce is final, so look for Jeff and Lauren to be able to get together now. Pretty interesting stuff. Bill Cosby has agreed to settle lawsuits filed by seven women who say that he defamed them when he accused them of lying about sexual misconduct allegations. That court filing yesterday in federal court, Springfield, Massachusetts, shows the two sides have negotiated a settlement in the month since Cosby was sent to prison. The terms are confidential. So not only is Bill Cosby serving a 3 to 10 year prison term in Pennsylvania, but he had to get the checkbook out. Seven women, probably a fat check. Bill Cosby, 81 years old, in jail. 6:29, Saturday morning update, WMAL.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/able. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/able. That's 4hims.com/able for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/able.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
It is 6:30, and here are some of the other headlines going on around the world this morning. President Trump has responded to the jobs report by calling on the Federal Reserve to cut rates and restore the bond buying program that it used to lower longer-term interest rates earlier in the decade. It's what's known as quantitative easing. Trump said, quote, our country's doing unbelievably well economically. But he says that he believes the central bank really slowed us down with the 4 rate hikes that the Fed imposed last year, which he says were unnecessary because there is very little, if any, inflation. He says in terms of quantitative tightening, it should actually now be quantitative easing. I think they should drop rates and they should get rid of quantitative tightening. You would see a rocket ship. End of quote. And you may have heard that he is planning to nominate Stephen Moore and Herman Cain for 2 current vacancies on the 7-member Fed board, and we'll discuss that in detail with John Gizzi later on this morning. An attorney representing the president says a request for the president's tax returns would, quote, set a dangerous precedent if granted. That attorney arguing that the IRS cannot legally divulge the information. A House committee chairman has formally asked the IRS to provide 6 years of Trump's personal tax returns and the returns for some of his businesses. Of course, Democrats are seeking information about Trump's financial dealings and potential conflicts of interest. Trump's attorney is William Consovoy. He says the tax code zealously guards taxpayer privacy. He says that requests for tax returns must have a legitimate legislative purpose if they are coming from the House. Consovoy is saying Friday in a letter that the request for Trump's tax information is an effort by one political party to harass someone from the other party because of political differences. A jury in Las Vegas rejected former U.S. Senator Harry Reid's lawsuit against an exercised bandmaker that he blamed for injuries, including blindness in one eye that he suffered in January 2015. 8 days of civil trial testimony, the 8-member jury deliberating about an hour before declaring on Friday that Reid never proved the device that he used that day was a TheraBand made by the Ohio-based Hygienic Corporation. Jurors never saw the actual exercise band because Reed's son disposed of it soon after Reid was injured. Reid testified that the stretchy device slipped from his grasp and he fell and he was seriously injured. A number of Bernie Sanders supporters say they won't let go of the slights from the 2016 Democratic presidential primary fight against Hillary Clinton. The frustration is notable now that Sanders is a 2020 front runner. He's raked in $18.2 million in the first quarter, downplaying concerns about Democratic National Committee bias and highlighting his success in bringing the party around on liberal policies that it once resisted. Some establishment-aligned Democrats worry that the party could lose if lingering concerns are not addressed. The acrimony stemming from a fiercely fought campaign and a sense among Sanders loyalists that party leaders favored Hillary Clinton. DNC leaders scheduling few debates and sometimes slated them for nights with low television viewership, often opaque, delicate allocation rules, also contributing to a belief that some in the fight there felt that the primary was essentially rigged, and we have heard that discussion over the years. 6:34, it's time for a check of traffic and weather on WMAL, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Maryland, if you are traveling on 95 through Laurel, no problems there. But as you continue north, keep in mind that there is an accident just before 195 with the two right lanes blocked. This is the exit to the airport, and it's also going to be partially blocking that ramp, causing extra delays there. So do allow extra travel time if you are headed north down 95 towards the airport. Elsewhere, no problems report around the Capitol Beltway through Maryland and Virginia. Traveling on Virginia, northbound 95 at 606 Mud Tavern Road. Be aware of a new traffic pattern in that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Morning clouds, then afternoon sunshine, a high of 68 today. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a high of 72. Clouds on Monday, high 79. Partly cloudy Tuesday, high to 73. And some clouds Wednesday will be in the mid-60s. 44 in Washington, heading to 68, 635, Saturday morning update.
As the old saying goes, stock markets tend to go up a staircase and down an elevator. A lot of things can create volatility in the stock market. How can we figure out the impact of these events on our financial future? Hi, this is Chase Hinterstein, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. We look at stocks on the way up, stocks on the way down, and what causes them to move. To learn more, join us each Sunday from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WMAL.
Log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Do you wish that double chin would just disappear? Are those bags and puffiness getting a little worse every day? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Just listen to Robin from Lubbock, Texas. She writes and says, I put that jawline cream on my neck like 2 or 3 days ago. That is the best my neck has looked in over 20 years. Several people told me my face looks young. I'm blown away. Thank you, Robin. With Genucel's natural actives and a pure antioxidant base with no parabens, no chemical scents, and no pharmaceutical preservatives, it's the clean luxury your skin deserves every day. Click or call right now, and the Genucel jawline treatment is yours absolutely free just for ordering the classic Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness. 800-525-2720 or go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com. With Chamonix's 100% money-back guarantee, you only have the bags, wrinkles, and the double chin to lose. Call now. 3-day shipping is still free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Or go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Saturday morning update on WMAL. So are we making progress with the Chinese and the trade talks or not? No one better to analyze it than Gordon Chang. He is the author of The Coming Collapse of China and also Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. He's a columnist at The Daily Beast. Gordon, good to have you back with us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much, Rick.
A letter delivered to President Trump this week from his Chinese counterpart says that healthy ties and a potential trade deal rely on the principle of mutual benefit. What do you see as the chances for success in these trade talks?
There's a real possibility that there will not be a trade deal. I think the optimism machine has really gone in overdrive. If we go back to about noon on Thursday, everyone was saying that President Trump was going to announce a meeting with Xi Jinping later that afternoon. Well, later that afternoon, President Trump did meet with China's trade negotiator, Vice Premier Le He, but there was no meeting, there was no announcement of the summit with the Chinese leader. And I think that's a real indication that things are not going along that well. You've got to remember that if you look at the broader perspective, President Trump had announced that the tariffs were going to go up on March 1st. The implication was that there was going to be a deal by March 1st. There wasn't. Then they started talking about a deal, 30 days later. That didn't happen either. I think that there are real problems on the Chinese side, and indeed, there are real obstacles on our side as well. So there's a real possibility that we will not see a comprehensive trade agreement like everyone's been talking about.
What's your assessment as to how close we are on securing a trade deal? It sounds like they're close, or is that just jockeying for the public opinion and the media?
Well, everyone is saying that we're 90% there, as we heard from Myron Brilliant of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. But he also said that the remaining 10% was the trickiest part. And that really are the enforcement provisions. Right now in Beijing, what you're hearing are some pretty nationalistic narratives about how an agreement with the United States can't have unequal provisions referring to enforcement. And what they're doing right now is taking something that should be a dry commercial matter, and they're turning it into a matter of national dignity. That's not very good. That means that last 10% that Brilliant talked about is going to be even more difficult as time progresses. President Trump on Thursday said that we should know about whether there'll be agreement in 4 weeks. I'm not so sure he's right on the time frame. I think the Chinese are going to be much more difficult than he thinks.
Well, it's hard not to be skeptical about the intentions of the Chinese. And are there indications here that this is just part of the stall tactic, similar to the way the North Koreans have been acting?
It could very well be. I think that they really would want a trade deal, but they don't want enforcement mechanisms in that. And right now the administration is insisting that there will be tariffs that will remain in place and that there'll be other mechanisms to make sure that the Chinese honor this agreement. You know, we've got decades of failed trade agreements with China, and so there's a real reluctance to just honor their commitments. And clearly the administration is right to be skeptical.
I've asked this question before, but do we still seem to have the upper hand?
I think that we certainly do. The one thing the administration is doing right now is, I think that to a certain extent, they're holding tough because they know that the Chinese economy is in trouble, and they're looking at China's overwhelming trade dependence on the U.S. If you look at Beijing's own numbers, which understate China's exports to the U.S. because they don't include transshipments through Hong Kong, if you look at Beijing's own numbers last year, the United States accounted for 91.9% of China's overall merchandise trade surplus. That gives us enormous leverage. I think that when we look at the way the Chinese economy is going and look at the way our economy is going, we're getting stronger and they're getting weaker.
We saw an intrusion at the president's estate, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach. A woman carrying two Chinese passports, multiple cell phones, and a flash drive with malware lied her way into the estate, but was then detained by the Secret Service. Well, I assume this is not a one-off and that it happens around the country daily.
Well, certainly it does. China has this 1,000 grains of sand approach to intelligence collection, which means that every student, every tourist, every business person is supposed to bring back intelligence for China. And if you look at the 2017 National Intelligence Law in China, it requires every Chinese party to spy on behalf of Beijing if Beijing demands. So we should look at all Chinese nationals as potential spies. You know, she seems to have been a little bit incompetent. She probably was an amateur, but that doesn't mean she wasn't sent by Beijing. I think we've got to be very concerned about the presence of so many Chinese potential intelligence collection agents in our country.
So you're saying they'll deputize business people or citizens and that they're not trained operatives of the government?
Yes. I mean, this is something that has been known for quite some time, and it just overwhelms the ability of the United States to track China's agents. As I mentioned, they've not only been required by the Communist Party system. You know, in China's communist system, the party tells you to do something, you've got to do it. But it's also now been codified in the National Intelligence Law. So China's basically gone from defense to offense, and I think that we've got to be concerned. I hope they throw the book at Zhang Yujing, who's a woman at Mar-a-Lago. I think they've only got her for lying to the Secret Service, but if they can get her for anything else, they should keep her in prison for the maximum period.
Relatively quiet on North Korea these days, and the question would be, are we making any progress whatsoever behind the scenes, or is it just pretty much a hold pattern?
I think we're actually not making progress. The North Koreans, if anyone's making progress, it's Kim Jong-un and the North Koreans. They're stalling. They're holding on to their missiles and their nuclear weapons, And they were also buying time for Moon Jae-in, the South Korean president, to undermine his democracy and basically to put together the two Koreas into one state, on North Korea's terms, by the way. So this is, time is not working for us at this moment. And we've got to make sure that Kim Jong-un doesn't achieve his malign purposes. Because so far, since the summit in Singapore in June of last year, the North Koreans have had the upper hand.
Always great to get your perspectives, Gordon Chang. And you can follow Gordon on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. As always, thank you, Gordon.
Thank you, Rick. And I really appreciate being on your air.
6:45, it is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia, an accident now being reported on 395 northbound, just north of Seminary Road in the right lane. So stay to your left and use caution there. Now, in Maryland, we still have the problem on northbound 95 just before the airport exit 195 there along the two right lanes. Now, you can get off onto that ramp, but that is going to cause an extra delay for you there, so do be aware of that. Elsewhere, no other incidents or problems to report traveling the Beltway throughout Maryland and Virginia, and no problems to report on 270 from Frederick headed towards the Beltway. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got some clouds around this morning, but we'll have sunshine this afternoon, a high of 69. Cloudy tomorrow, high 74. Cloudy on Monday, we'll have a temperature reaching up to 78. And for Tuesday, look for partly cloudy with a high of 76. On Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs to 65. Outside now in Washington, 45. We're headed to 69. And it is 6:46 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. It's good to have you along with us this morning. And we hear so much about student debt and young people getting out of college. They've invested hundreds of thousands of dollars, in some cases, in an education, and they can't find a job. Well, it's an interesting conversation, and we are joined by Kevin Lynn. He is the executive director of Progressives for Immigration Reform and also the founder of DoctorsWithoutJobs.org. And Kevin, it's great to have you with us this morning.
Rick, thanks so much for having me on. Pleasure to be here speaking to you and your audience.
We've heard about the problem in general, but let's get specific when it comes to the medical field. You have a student goes through undergrad, graduate school, gets out. What's the next step in becoming a doctor?
Well, that's what we created Doctors Without Jobs to ascertain. We realize that there is a problem. Now, most people think you graduate from a good medical school, like Georgetown, for instance, you'll pass your residency, you'll get your license, and you'll practice as a physician. But that's not always the case. Typically, 6% of graduates of U.S. medical schools, these are fine medical colleges here in the United States. I'm not talking, you know, the schools in the Caribbean or Bahamas or fine schools, but I'm talking here in the United States that do not get residencies. And the reason this is important, Rick, is if as a doctor you don't get a residency, you will not get a license to practice medicine. Without that license, you can't work as a physician. And right now, about 6%, and that represents a little over 1,000 medical school graduates, do not get residencies.
Now, is this a problem that they're just not the positions available?
Oh, we have an amazing shortage of physicians here. Let's just talk about the macro need. In 2017, the Association of American Medical Colleges did a survey and found that we have a shortage of 21,800 doctors. That shortage is projected to climb to 121,000 by the year 2030. And interesting enough, in the next 3 years, in another survey from last year, 17% of physicians stated they were looking to retire in the next 3 years. So we need these doctors, and the residency positions are available, because one of the big issues, Rick, is there are 1,000 that don't get residencies, that graduate from U.S. medical schools, but there are 3,700 foreign-trained physicians that do get residencies at U.S. teaching hospitals.
So we have 1,000 American students who cannot get into a residency program because we have 3,700 foreign-trained medical students who are getting those positions?
Yeah, we're here to ask the question, how is this being done? The big issue is outside of us needing doctors here in the United States, someone who goes to medical school here in America could probably graduate with about $250,000 of debt. They don't have a plan B. It's not like they can go and get a teaching certificate and teach biology. They have a huge debt to service. And with interest, these things could rise to $300,000, $400,000 if they don't get serviced. There are ways, and we can talk about that later, that we things that we should be doing to help these physicians, these doctors that graduate and don't get a residency. But the problem is we are here to investigate why 1,000 U.S. graduates don't, yet 3,700 foreign-trained physicians do. And Americans pay. Those residencies are funded out of tax dollars, out of Medicaid funds.
So I would imagine you have a political minefield you're dealing with, because if you are trying to put American students ahead of foreign-trained students, then you're accused of being anti-immigrant or anti-diversity. But among these American students, do you have African-American students and Hispanic-American students who are not getting these residencies?
Absolutely. If you go to the Doctors Without Jobs website, we do an interview with Dr. Doug Medina. Dr. Medina's father came from El Salvador. As he states there very eloquently, you know, diversity is fine until it works against you. And look at what we're dealing with today. 94% of hospitalists here in this country, that's the doctor, someone goes into an emergency room, probably the first person they're going to see is a hospitalist. 94% are foreign-born. So it's not an issue of the need to bring in more foreign-trained physicians to enhance our diversity. We have diversity. In fact, medical schools have, over the last few decades, made great strides in improving the diversity of the people they accept into medical school programs. The problem is, when it comes time to match for residency and who matches and who doesn't, there is zero transparency. We know only the numbers. We don't know how many women. We don't know how many Hispanics. We don't know how many Black American descendants of slaves. All of this information we do not have.
Clearly, your mission is to take action, correct the problem. How do you address the problem? I mean, it's not one particular entity or group or organization. How do you go about it?
Right, because there are a few governing bodies in here. You have the American Medical Association. Even though today they probably represent about a quarter of the physicians, they're still probably one of the strongest lobbying groups out there. There is also, I mentioned them earlier, the Association of American Medical Colleges. There are the individual medical schools themselves. So there are a lot of folks that have a hand in this. Our job right now is to raise awareness. We want to reach out, because right now there's over 10,000 doctors out there that over the last 10 years did not match for residency. We want to find them. We need their stories. And once we have a better understanding of this group, we're going to start proposing changes within the governing bodies.
We have a lot of association people listen to WMAL. We have a lot of people on Capitol Hill listen to WMAL. What would your message be to some of those key players in this discussion?
Well, first and foremost, we have to prioritize American graduates getting residencies. Initially, there's a match. And then for those that don't match, they have what they call the SOAP, the Supplemental Offer Acceptance Program. And this literally kicks in the day of the match, because this is where they try to plug all the holes. Americans should absolutely be prioritized for these positions. That's step number one. The second thing we should be doing, let's say you graduate and you don't get a residency. That college should provide you for a year or two malpractice insurance, because this will allow you then to go work at a clinic. Even though you may not get paid or paid very little, you still have the opportunity to get experience that could help you at next year's match. Other things that can be done, and I've seen this being initiated at the state level as well as the federal government, there's some states that are saying, well, if you have graduated from medical school in good standing, you've passed all three steps of your US MLEs, you should be allowed to practice in an underserved area. For instance, let's say a rural area that has a big doctor shortage. Other states like Texas had been looking into funding residencies themselves. And then also we can, at the federal level, we can increase the number of residencies. But if we don't prioritize the hiring of Americans, the making sure that American graduates of American schools get these positions, it's really all for naught.
Well, I'm sure that's something a lot of people listening this morning were unaware of, because I was certainly unaware of it. And if somebody would like to find out more or actually try and help you take some action, how would they go about it?
First, there is the website Doctors Without Jobs. We have a couple surveys people can fill out. Ideally, if you're a graduate and you didn't match, we want to hear you, learn your story. Because what we need to do, ultimately, everything requires a political solution. And to do that, we need constituents out there reaching out to their legislators in Congress, in the Senate, as well as in the state houses. So we're looking to build a movement. So please go to doctorswithoutjobs.org, sign up. You'll be on our newsletter list, and we'll be reaching out because, you know, we want to get your story and we want to involve you and your families in this movement. Because it's, you know, aside from, of course, the graduate that didn't get the residency, it's their family that's invested an awful lot in their educations. So financially, emotionally. So we want to reach out to that whole body.
Again, that website is doctorswithoutjobs.org. Kevin Lynn is the founder of the organization. Kevin, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Rick, this was great. Thanks so much.
And again, that's doctorswithoutjobs.org, and the very interesting problem. It's 6:56. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Interesting poll numbers for the president. That's next.
Spring is here, and before you know it, you'll be turning on your AC. Now is the time to get your free consultation from Paul Henry's Windows. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Skip the high-pressure sales and get the highest quality products on the market, such as Marvin Windows, Thermal Triple Pane Windows, and Pro Via Doors. Their installers are professional and highly experienced. Plus, Paul Henry himself visits every job for precise detailing and to answer all of your questions. Hurry and take advantage of discounts of $90 per window and $200 per door. Visit PaulHenrysWindows.com today. That's PaulHenrysWindows.com.
Think about your home for a minute. What would you change if you could? Here's an idea. Make a change to your home by making a change to your home loan. That's where NASA Federal Credit Union can help. Yeah, that NASA. With NASA Federal's Cash Out Refi, you can get up to 95% of your home's current value to use any way you want. Think of it as using the increasing value of your home to actually increase the value of your home. Get started today. You don't have to work for NASA to qualify. Contact NASA Federal at 855-364-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/364. That's 855-364-NASA or nasafcu.com/364 to take advantage of the Cash Out Refi. Refinance up to 95% of your home's value, get cash out, and pay zero private mortgage insurance, even on jumbo loans. The NASA Federal Cash Out Refi. That's smart. NASA smart. NMLS number 486583, Equal Housing Lender, insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Offer valid on approval of credit for primary residences. Other restrictions apply. For more details, call 855-364-NASA.
Choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely upon advertising. This ad is sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-716-0457. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-716-0457. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-716-0457. Again, 800-716-0457.
Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Interesting Rasmussen poll numbers for yesterday. And this is as of Friday. And we compare them to Barack Obama's poll numbers at exactly the same point in his presidency. On April 5th of 2011, President Obama's approval rating was 47%. April 5th, 2019, President Trump's approval rating, 51%. Trump has a 4-point better approval rating than President Obama had at this point in his presidency. You wouldn't know that from the drubbing that the president takes on CNN and MSNBC and all the others.
WMAL. It's all about the conversation.
Appreciate the voice you give me.
Chris Plant.
You're funny. You're insightful.
Larry O'Connor.
Thank goodness for your humor.
Rush Limbaugh.
This is it.
Mark Levin. 105.9 FM. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Meet Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services.
Get comfortable with money matters.
Yeah.
Start talking about it. Start learning about it. Come in, you know, to our events. Come into our office to learn more. And then once you start learning, one of the main keys that you need to remember is to pay yourself first. That's step number one. Then come in and put a plan together. Let's talk about your concerns. Talk about your needs and what you want to accomplish.
Find out more about Abish Financial Services Saturday afternoons at 2 here on WMAL and at retirementkeyradio.com.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Download the TuneIn app so you can take us with you wherever you go. WMAL, a Cumulus station.